1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 9. If you found that, say amen. The Bible says, "And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him, and said, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said unto him, Go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Jehu, the son of Nimshi, shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abilamah, shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him that escapeth thy sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. You may be seated. Father, we come to you this evening, and Father, we come this evening in the strong and, Lord God, the lovely name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for your help, God, for your strength, and God, for your power. God, we pray today, dear God, Lord, for your guidance and, God, for your leadership. Lord God, I pray this evening, Lord God, that you'd show us tonight, God, what you'd have us to do. Lord God, I pray this evening, God, that you'd minister to every heart. God, I pray that you'd minister to every mind. Heavenly Father, I pray this night, dear God, that you'd save the sinner, reclaim the backslider, and encourage a child of God. Father, I know tonight, God, you're not done with us. Lord God, you're not finished with us. But Lord God, we believe there's still a work to be done. And I pray tonight, dear God, that you'd help us to come out of the cave. God, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you've given. I pray, dear God, Lord, that you'd hide us behind the shadow of the cross, cleanse our mind and empty us of self, and fill us with your Spirit. I pray, Holy Spirit of God, would speak and filter everything that is spoken. We love you, we thank you, we give you glory, we give you honor. In the lovely name of Jesus, together all of God's people says, amen. If we can this evening, just for a little while tonight, we'd like to look at the Word of God here in the Scripture that we've read and you're hearing tonight in the 19th chapter. But before we get into the the scripture that we have read this night. We'd like to, if we can, give a little bit of the context according to the Word of God. We find, according to the Word of God, that there was a drought in the land for a period of 3.5 years. And we find, according to the Word of God, that God sent Elijah down to the brook Cherith. And we find, according to the Word of God, how that God sent the ravens to be able to supply him food and to be able to supply him the bread and the meat. And thank God he drank from the brook Cherith. And we find that there came a time where the Lord dried up the brook and told Elijah to go down there, that he had prepared a wilderness. And we find, according to the Word of God, how that Elijah with a woman fetch him a cake. Word of God teaches that she did what the man of God said, and the Bible, there was a wheel that never ran empty, and there was a cruise of oil, thank God, that never emptied up. We find here in the 18th chapter tonight, we find been led by the will of God. Ahab and Jezebel. First, we better. Amen. I find that they'd started worshiping Baal. And Baal, B-A-A-L, it was an Old Testament little g god. And we find tonight that they worshiped this little g god. And I want you to know tonight there was no power in this little g god. And we find, according to the Word of God, in the 18th chapter, 450 prophets of Baal, honey, that they had said that Elijah had given them a challenge, and they had took and slain the bullock, and they had prepared an altar, and according to the Word of God, honey, those prophets of Baal, they cried out unto Baal, and according to the Word of God, honey, Elijah, he would taunt them a little bit, if you will. He said, peradventure he sleepeth. He listened tonight, church. I want you to know tonight, there is no power outside of the power of the Holy Spirit of God, outside of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. You say, preacher, I come to church on my own power. No, you didn't. The Scripture says, in him we live, we move, and we have our being. According to the Word of God, we find the Bible said, according to the Word of God, not by power nor by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Honey, we need to understand tonight, we can't even walk without him holding our hand. Honey, we're not even able tonight to carry our own water. Understand tonight, we could not do anything if God would not allow it. Honey, we find here in the 18th chapter, again, before where we read, honey, that these prophets of Baal, 450 of them, according to the Word of God, honey, that they had cried and they had thrown a tantrum, so to speak. And the Bible teaches that they even cut themselves, honey, until the blood gushed out of them. And honey, I want you to know that when it was Elijah's time, honey, we find, according to the Word of God, honey, that he told him to get some water. Honey, thank God, they filled up 12 barrels of water according to the Word of God, and they put that water upon the altar, and thank God tonight upon honey, the bullock. And we find, according to the Word of God, honey, that whenever God, he prayed a prayer, amen, he prayed a prayer unto the living God, and thank God, fire fell down from God out of heaven, and the Bible teaches that the fire licked up the water, it licked up the sacrifice, and according to the Word of God, honey, Elijah, in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God, honey, they took and they slew, they killed, honey, the prophets of Baal. Now let me just simply say tonight, there are times in our spiritual life that we feel like we're 10 feet tall and bulletproof. There always feels like that there are services when we walk out of the church, we've been with God and God been with us, and we just feel like, wow, how that God worked in that service. And we feel like that we can grab the bull by the horn, so to speak, and to be able to control things in our life. Well, let me just simply say this. We find here in the 19th chapter of the book of 1 Kings, honey, that Elijah, who was just a few verses before,
before. He was in the power and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit of God. He was on top of the mountain, so to speak. But here in the 19th chapter, he's being chased. He's being pursued by Ahab and Jezebel. Now let me just say something about Jezebel. Jezebel was the daughter of a Gentile king, and she was the daughter of a pagan king, and they worshipped pagan gods, little g gods. Now let me just say this. We find that according to the word of God, that Ahab, he was of the out of the tribe of Israel. And we find, according to the word of God, that this Israelite and this Gentile woman, they married together. And instead of Jezebel being turned unto the big G God of Ahab, Ahab was turned to the little G God of Jezebel. Now, church, you better be careful how long you let the devil ride with you, because it will not be long until he wants to drive. Now, we're living in a day and age where we've got a modern day Jezebel and a modern day Ahab, and we're going to have to take a stand for what we believe, and we're going to have to get our minds made up, and we're going to have to put our foot on the rock, and we're going to have to be assured that our name is on the roll. And let me just say something tonight. We can be bullied, we can be run around, we can be mistreated, but it is entirely up to us what we do about it. We find in the 19th chapter of the book of 1 Kings, we find, according to the word of God, that this man of God, Elijah, by the way, he had power with God. He had favor with God. But we find in the 19th chapter of the book of 1 Kings, he was having a pity party. Look in verse number 9, if you will. He ran unto the cave, and according to the word of God, he didn't just run to the cave to hide out for a few minutes to get a breather. The Bible teaches that he ran to the cave and lodged there. He was aiming to stay. Well, preacher, what are you saying tonight? I'm just simply saying tonight, your adversary is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. I want you to understand tonight, which is the accuser of the brethren. He is roaring. He is trying to put you in a corner. He is trying to put the church in a cave. He's trying to get us to go into hiding. But if we can, for a few minutes tonight, we'd like to preach around this thought. It's time for the church to come out of the cave. It's time for the church to come out of the cave. What do you mean, preacher? I want you to look tonight. According to the word of God, I don't believe the church is any different tonight, honey, than Elijah was. I believe that he was pursued, honey, by Ahab and Jezebel. I believe that he was pursued by the spirit of fear. And if you haven't heard Dr. Calvin Ray Evans Jr. Preach, I believe he might have preached it this morning. I heard it several weeks ago. Honey, that we, this evening, God had not given us a spirit of fear, amen, but of a sound mind. Yes, sir. Honey, we need to understand tonight, honey, that fear is not an emotion. Fear is not something that you just feel. Honey, but fear, according to the word of God, it is a spirit. And if the devil can make you afraid, he does not have to bite you. All he has to do is roar loud enough to get you to be afraid of him. But it's time we take a stand and come out of the cave and do the will of God. Look with me tonight here in the book of 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse number 11. It's time to come out of the cave, because there's something that God wants us to hear. Look what the Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 11. And the Bible says, and he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. He did not say go up on a mountain and sit down underneath of a hickory tree and take a nap like Rip Van Winkle. Amen. He said, he said, go unto the mount of the Lord and appear. Listen tonight, church. We need to recognize, honey, that God has got a word for all of us. You say, preacher, I don't know what my purpose is in life. Well, I know what your purpose is in life. Now listen, you don't need a palm reader. You don't need a psychic. Amen. You don't need a little piece of paper out of a Chinese fortune cookie. Honey, to know what your will is or what your purpose is. Honey, the purpose that God has for you is for you to be obedient unto God, to do what God wants you to do when God wants you to do it. You say, preacher, I've done that. I just don't understand what my purpose is. Honey, God's purpose for you in your life is for you to quit running and come out of the cave and stand on the Word of God. 1 Kings 19 and verse 11, the Bible says, and he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by in a great and strong wind, and rent the mountains, and break into pieces the rocks before the Lord, and the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. It wasn't long until a fire came in, verse 12, but God was not in the fire, but after the fire, a small still voice. Can I stop right here tonight, church? You say, preacher, I just don't really understand what it is God wanted Elijah to see up on the mountain. Well, let me just say this. God's not in all the big numbers. God's not in all the lights and the smoke. Amen, neighbor. God's not in all of the production of having services. God said, according to the word of God, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I will be in the midst. You say, preacher, I understand that. Well, do you realize you can have church in your home? Do you realize, yes, sir, you realize you can have church in the grocery store? You can have church in your workplace. But before you can have church, you got to come out of the cave. We need to quit being afraid of everything and come and do what God would have us to do and come to where God would tell us to come to. We see the Word of God teaches us tonight that not only is it time for us to come out of the cave because there's somewhere the Lord wants us to go, but there is another reason that we should come out of the cave, because the Lord wants us to hear something. The Bible says in verse number 12, in the last part of that verse, and after the fire, a still small voice. Can I tell you tonight, God's not going to speak with an audible voice. Well, I'm just waiting to get a word from God. Then get in the book. Get in your prayer closet. Well, I'm just waiting for God to talk to me. You have to listen with the ear of your heart. Yeah. And your eardrum is your faith. Well, what do you mean by that, preacher? I want you to understand tonight, honey, that we live in a society, we live in a day, in a time, honey, where God once spoke in an audible voice, honey, but God no longer speaks in an audible voice. Why? Because unto the Christian, we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. There's no need for God to speak in an audible voice when He's already on the inside. Amen. You say, preacher, I just don't understand what God's will is for my life. Honey, the Bible says in Deuteronomy, and then again in Matthew, if I'm not mistaken, the Lord our God is one Lord. Honey, you know tonight that God wants us to put Him first. He said, according to the Word of God, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Honey, we cannot go to and fro and do whatever we want to do if God does not want us to do that. You say, what do you mean, preacher? I'm just simply saying tonight, you can hide in the cave if you want to, but I've got cabin fever. I'm ready to come out of the cave. You say, preacher, they're going to lock us down again. They can lock somebody else down. I refuse to be locked down. I'm tired of living in a cave. I'm tired of living hemmed up. I'm tired of living in a chicken coop. I want to be free and be able to stay. Stand up and do what saith the Word of God. It's time for the church to come out of the cave. Why, preacher? Listen to me tonight. Not only is it time for the church to come out of the cave, because the Lord has got somewhere for the church to go. It's time for us to come out of the cave, because there's something for us to hear. Not only is that, but it's also important tonight to realize that it's time for the church to come out of the cave, because you are no longer dead. Well, now, preacher, you had me up till that point. I'm a little puzzled. Well, do you know what a cave is? In the New Testament, we find that it's called a sepulcher. Let that marinate a moment. You just think on, glory, 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 glory. You just think on that a minute, and let's look at what saith the Word of God. We find in the Gospel of John chapter 11 and verse 43 and 44, there was a conversation that was being had between Jesus and the brother and the sister, thank you Lord, and the sister of Lazarus. And listen, honey, word came to Jesus a few days earlier that Lazarus, his friend, was dead. Honey, but listen, according to the Word of God, Jesus tarried. And according to the Word of God, He said this sickness is not unto death, but unto the glory of God. We find, according to the Word of God, that when Jesus came, one of the sisters were talking to Him and said, Lord, if Thou hadst been here, our brother would not have had to die. He said, he will live. She said, yea, Lord, I know that he'll live in the resurrection. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Can I tell you tonight, church, we are alive. The church is not dead. The church may be rocked to sleep, honey, but the church is not dead. We find, according to the Word of God, Jesus said, where have you laid him? And she said, oh, but Lord, surely he stinketh. He's been in the grave. Thank God. Listen, neighbor, 4 days. Can I tell you tonight, even if Jesus is 4 days late according to your time clock, he's right on time. You realize tonight, God don't work on my time. He don't work on your time, but he works on his time. We find, according to the Word of God, honey, that Jesus, thank God, gave him commandments. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And thank God, this boy, honey, that was bound in grave clothes, you know what he did? He was walking out of the cave, and Jesus said, loose him and let him go. Can I tell you today, church, the church is hangtied. The church is tied up. The church might be living at the mouth of the cave, but it's time the church get freed up and give God the praise that God is worthy of. You say, preacher, is that the only place you got a sepulcher? Oh, no. One Sunday morning, at the breaking of day, old death said, I've got him. Hell said, I've got a hold of him. Then very early in the morning, according to the Word of God, honey, the sisters, thank God, Mary and the other Mary, they went to the tomb. Amen, amen, amen. They went to the sepulcher, honey, to anoint the body of Jesus. And they said to themselves, who shall roll away the stone? And whenever they got there, thank God, somebody had already rolled the stone away. Honey, they looked inside. Jesus was not there. Honey, they saw a young man, honey, in a robe of white. He said, for this is the place where the Lord lay, for he is not here. He is risen. Can I stop right here tonight and tell you, honey, Jesus came out of the grave. He came out of the sepulcher. He came out of the cave. He said, I give thee power over death, hell, and the grave. Can I tell you tonight, church, you can live in a cave if you want to, but I'm ready to get out and stand on the Word of God. It's time for the church to get out of the cave. See, while the church was getting rocked to sleep, the spirit of fear came. Yeah. And when Elijah was in the cave, the spirit of fear came. Elijah had a pity party. Yeah, Elijah said, they're after me. I'm the last one. I only am alive. Thank God, I'm glad God set him straight. Can I tell you tonight, church, there ain't no big I's and little U's in the family of God. Look here, I'm almost done. It's time to come out of the cave because you're not alone. Look at that last verse that I read in your hearing tonight. Here in 1 Kings 19. In verse 18. It says, yet have I left me 7,000 in Israel. All the knees which have not bowed unto Baal. And every mouth which hath not kissed him. Elijah, you're not alone. Union Valley, you're not alone. You're not the only blood-bought, born-again church. Yes, sir. There's not going to be stalls in glory. Anywhere Union Valley's going to be stalled up. Thank God. Listen, neighbor. I aim to go to a land where we'll never be bound again. I'm going to a land where there'll be no more sin. There'll be no more sickness. There'll be no more death. I'm going to a land where I'll have a new body. I'm going to a land where Jesus himself is the light. And according to the word of God, there is a river. Thank God Almighty, I'm glad there is a river. And out of that river flows right from the throne of God. And on either side of the river is, honey, the tree of life bearing its fruits. Every fruit for each month. Well, preacher, what are you saying? Sometimes we feel like we're alone. Honey, sometimes we feel like there ain't nobody else. Sometimes we feel like nobody understands the perplexity of our life. Well, let me just say this tonight. 2 Kings 6, according to the word of God, the Bible said, and when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host encompassed the city, both with horses and chariots. This is the Syrians. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than be with them. Hey, listen now. Neighbor. Honey, the man of God called and asked the Lord to open up this young man's eyes. And honey, whenever the Lord opened that young man's eyes, he looked on the hilltops and there was a host of angels. Honey, that was encamped around them. And can I tell you tonight, we may live in a dark world. We may live in a sinful time. But God is still on the throne. It's not time, honey, to run. It's time to stand and fight and do what saith the word of God. You say, preacher, I don't believe God would have us to fight. Did you read the scripture I read you tonight? The Bible teaches in 1 Kings 19, preacher, I don't believe God would be up for fighting. Well, let's just examine what saith the word of God. He said in 1 Kings 19, in verse 15, he said, go return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Jehu the son of Nimshi shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat, of Abelimah, shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. Watch this, church. And it shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay. Did y'all catch that? And him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Well, preacher, what is that sword? What have I got in my hand? Amen. This is the sword of the Spirit. Yes. Amen, neighbor. You say, preacher, I just don't feel like I've got any power. Well, neighbor, you need to get right. Amen. Now, I'm just going to tell you the way it is. You got the same thing I got if you were saved. Yes, sir. The Holy Spirit lives inside of the child of God. And the scripture said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You take out your old M1611. Amen. King James Bible. You get in the foxhole. You get in the foxhole. When the enemy comes, don't run. Don't hide. Stand and fight, child of God. We've come too far to turn back now. We've come stand upon the Word of God. Stand with me tonight to your feet.